This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cam Newton when he joins us here on the Greg Hill Show, brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros. Mass General Cancer Center, everyday amazing. Northeast Men's Health, the expert in men's sexual health. And Zooty, build any apps your company needs in a week. Visit Zooty.com for details. And Cam Newton joins us here on the Harbor One Hotline. Cam, it's Mutt and Wiggy this morning. How are you?
What's going on, fellas? How are you?
We're doing good. Tough one yesterday against the Dolphins. And some of the numbers, Cam, that stood out, 2-for-9 on third down, 0-for-1 in the red zone. Was it a case of just some missed key opportunities yesterday for the offense?
You could say so. I mean, we were efficient. You know, I feel like pushing the ball and moving the ball. You know, we just didn't do enough to move it in the red zone. And I think that's a direct, you know, responsibility for the overall group. You know, we did a lot of good things, but didn't do a lot of things enough, you know what I'm saying, to win.
Cam, when you think about, like you said, being able to move the football, what are some of the things maybe after looking at the film a little bit, some of the things that maybe you could have did a little bit differently as a group offensively to maybe come away with some more points?
I just think from my part, you know, just taking more of what the defense has given me. And, you know, obviously I let a ball get away from me, you know, while running the football, but, you know, those things that you wish you could have back, but also, you know, just being, you know, aggressively conservative, you know, with the defense that, you know, obviously is opportunistic in that way. And I found out the hard way, but, you know, just constantly taking, you know, the checkdowns, taking, you know, the 3 and 4 yard gains, and even in the red zone, because they add up. And, you know, if I were to have done that, taking those opportunities, maybe, you know, we would have scored. You know, we just didn't know.
You mentioned after the game that you're still trying to, you know, again, this is late in the year, still working on, you know, fine tuning your points in the offense, Cam. Is that part of it, being able to recognize you don't have to take the home run shots and defenses are giving you those chances to do stuff underneath?
Well, I mean, we've been getting like a reciprocated, you know, game plan for us for a long time now. And it's just, you know, defenses are challenging us, and it's just up to me to be patient enough to take whatever they're, you know, challenging us to take, you know, whether that's from, you know, playing zone with the extra defender in zone, to, you know, making a decision pre-snap that forces me to get the ball out quick, or, you know, needless to say, it's just all about, you know, in-game execution. And Coach harps on that all the time. And, you know, we just need to make it game reality, you know, and that's what we're just always working on.
Cam, with you guys unfortunately being, you know, out of the playoff hunt now, and we've kind of talked about this before as far as, you know, being in the playoffs and not schedule watching, but how difficult is it for, you know, maybe just a lot of guys, human nature, for them not to kind of just say, all right, we only got 2 weeks. It's just, you know, I'm ready to get on vacation. I'm ready to get to some warm climate places where I'm used to being. How do you as a leader have to make sure that guys don't start doing that?
You just want to create great habits. And, you know, that's what it's just all about, you know, being a professional and being, being that we have a responsibility and a due diligence to always put great film on field. And that's what it's all about. You know, I know for me, you know, I mentioned it yesterday, but, you know, you got a lot of guys, a smorgasbord of guys in that locker room that's really doing a lot for us and committing themselves. It's just not just turning into, you know, wins. And that's the unfortunate thing. But yet, you know, you still have to, you know, do your job. You still have to, you know, like I said, be a professional and come in with a positive, sound mind to, you know, be your best for this team.
Well, Cam, something you said that stood out to me last night in your post-game Zoom, like you said, we've still got guys that are young. You said we've got guys that just don't get it. And you went on to say some positive things. But what did you mean by that when you said we've got guys that just don't get it?
Listen, man, I said a lot of things, but for it's just the society we live in, you know, we just you harp on the things that may be the negative annotation. And I'm not going to feed into it. I it may have came off in a bad way, but, you know, I just don't want to go into it.
That's why I asked, because you've been so positive this year and you've talked about your role in the offense and you've taken a lot of responsibility for, you know, things on the field. And so this is a first for me listening you sort of, you know, say other guys maybe don't get it. That's why I asked the question.
It's not as negative as it sounds. And let me correct myself on that, because, you know, we're depending on a lot of people who are not used to the, let's just be honest, the pressures of being a New England Patriot player. And honestly, if I'm being honest and candid, mm-hmm. I'm one of those players. You know, it took me after probably like week 5 to realize, like, bro, like, this is different. You know what I'm saying? And not different in a way that's bad, not different in a way that's good. It's just a different in a way of responsibility. And, you know, I come on the radio station each and every week with you guys, and I look forward to it. But, you know, it's when it's good, it's fun. You know, when you're losing, then that's one of the things that you have to realize, like, man, like, how can I, you know, piece this together to kind of give myself an opportunistic, you know, kind of thought moving forward, because I know in this league, you're only measured by wins or losses. And some of it's fair, some of it's not fair. But going back to the topic of when some guys just don't get it, it's just normal as being a young or even an old player to not really kind of be able to digest the whole situation at hand. And I, like I said, I'm learning it each and every day. And it's just something that you just have to get used to.
Go ahead. That doesn't finish up.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, you know, it's just, it's not all negative. I mean, I know it sounds like a negative kind of response, but, you know, it takes time to really, you know, disassociate yourself with something that you've been used to, and then try to, you know, render yourself and everything to a situation that you're growing to learn day by day. You know, it's funny to even think that, you know, we're in the latter part of this year. And, you know, even though it feels like I've been here for years, and it's just only been 5 or 6 months.
Right.
And, you know, that's the thing that is hard to do. And I know I speak for myself, because that's the only person that I can really control. But there's other players that's in this position that people are relying on and depending on. And, you know, it's the same thing. So it's not all bad, more or less, than the reality of, you know, hey, you know, I'm not sure if they really thought, you know, their early on years from a rookie year, second or third year player who really hasn't, you know, did much on the field. Now this year they're thrusted in a role where they were able to look at, you know, a veteran, you know, player and get some type of notes and topics and say, hey, man, how do you do this? How do you do that? And a lot of it is affected by COVID. You're not able to kind of meet, you know, out of the facility with players. You're not able to, you know, kind of take your relationship to the next level and trust, you know, so to speak, you know, because of, you know, all the rules and regulations that COVID has kind of hit us with. And you got guys that's kind of teaching themselves on the go. And that's what I mean.
Now, one of the things that you talked about was coming up short. I understand what you're saying, because on the similar spectrum, I don't know if you heard Jamal Adams, but he was in Seattle and he basically was relishing in the fact that, you know, they're actually going to the playoffs and he's not used to that. So I understand the pressure that it is to play for a team like New England and just the expectations. But some of the things that you talked about was coming up short and things you. So what are some of the things that maybe when you look at this season, you're kind of able to step back to where you are at this point? You know, what could you have done differently that might have helped you win some of those close games that you talk about?
Listen, and let's correct something. I mean, I'm mentioning, and I want to go back and, fix something of the pressures of New England. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily the pressures. It's the standard, mm-hmm. right? And that's something that I've always respected about, you know, the Patriots and now being a part of it. It's something that you have to get home on a train sooner rather than later and engulf yourself in understanding what that means. And, you know, it all starts at meeting preparation, practice, and obviously, you know, in games. But, you know, for us, if we do kind of find ways to win those early games, even in the early part of the year, you know, came short on the 1 yard line, you know, we had our momentum kind of going and then it shifted after COVID and, you know, just a lot of games that was one score games. And, you know, if we did any things better in the early part of the games, maybe, you know, the latter part of the games wouldn't be so tense and or whatever. But yet, you know, you still as a player, this has nothing to do with the team you're playing on. You still as a player just to take the challenges of knowing that you have to be better, your best self, when your best self is needed. And that's a famous quote from John Wooden and that Coach Jared has kind of been, you know, implemented and picking at our brains to remind us that, you know, we have to be better when our best is needed. And that's the thing that I didn't do enough this year. And that's something that I keep in my memory bank and for the challenges here moving forward.
And one thing, I think that's a good word, the standard, right? So the standard is a little bit different. One real quick thing, you talked about COVID. Bill Belichick have talked about it before and just how it's made the season a little bit different. You know, for you, you weren't able to really get a good offseason because of the fact that, you know, COVID hit right during like kind of free agency. So by the time you got here, mm-hmm. it was a little bit later in the game. You feel like that has affected you in any way? Obviously, you know, you missed some time with COVID and, you know, maybe things would have been a little bit different if it was a normal season.
No, I think my only regret about COVID is this. I'm a very social person. Mm-hmm. I'm a social peer. I'm a social teammate. I'm a social, you know, human being that it's one thing to know a person on the football side. And I always use the analogy of COVID affected our team in a way to make a lot of us feel like associates or coworkers.
Okay.
Rather than really feeling like a team at times, and hear me out when I say at times, because, you know, for me, if this was not the case, obviously you can have guys over, you can really find out the personal side. Hey man, you got a girl? Are you married? You know, how many kids do you have? You know, what's your player language? You know, there's a thing out that says, what's your love language? What's your player language? Like, are you the guy, you know, who gets riled up in intense situations where you're like, hey, Wiggy, hey, come on, bro. Like, you better than that. Or, right. Hey, you know, so-and-so, like, let's go. Like, you know, you don't necessarily know that and find that out until like going through certain situations. And we didn't have preseason, you know, we didn't have opportunities to kind of break bread and, mm-hmm. and say, hey bro, every Thursday, man, you know, a different player on the team is going to host Thursday night football. Hey bro, you know, let's go on a dinner date with the wives or the girlfriends or XYZ, things that I'm used to doing. And I feel like when, you know, it's just like any other thing in life, you know, you guys have a great show And it's not a great show because you've been doing it, you know, for a long time. It's more or less a great show because you know so much about each other. You guys give each other a hard time or laugh about certain situations, and you guys know each other. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I think this year it affected a lot of me because I didn't necessarily know. And it's not an excuse, more or less just the reality of being in a situation that a lot of people were affected, and a lot of people were affected in a different way. And if I had one thing that I could just go back and change, I would have changed that, being that, you know, not being able to really connect with people early on because of the limitations that COVID presented.
Cam Newton joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. You're speaking to us. Bill spoke to the media a couple of minutes ago, Cam, and he was asked about, you know, younger players playing the final 2 weeks and about quarterback, and he said, we'll see. Do you expect to be the starting quarterback the next couple of weeks?
I'm going to leave it up to, you know, the people who I've been leaving it up to since day one. I'm not going to get caught up into it nor feed into, you know, that, you know, knowing that, you know, I'm still on a job interview, to be honest with you. And, you know, it's my job to, you know, put the best version of me on film. And that's what I plan on doing.
Now, one of the things when you look at, you talked about COVID, was some real interesting things there. As you focus on, obviously, I know it's the next two games that you focus on, and those are the most important things. And next year, is this season going to help you maybe reflect a little bit of some of the things that you've learned here to make you obviously help you become an even better player next season moving forward, to try to use this learning experience? And maybe what are some of the things that you're able to take away to kind of, you hopefully, you know, build off of for next year?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, let's be honest, there's some things being, you know, affiliated with the likeness of Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels or Jed Fish, and just the aura of, you know, organization that's built off, you know, from Mr. Kraft, that I will leave for the rest of my life and my personal life, let alone, you know, as an athlete. So, I mean, I know we've kind of harped on some things that was kind of like, okay, whatever, but this whole experience has just been wowing to the degree to say, man, I need to be better. You know, my best is needed all the time, not just sometimes. And, you know, when you have that approach, you just become successful in life. So, yeah.
Cam, it's interesting. Going back to your COVID answer, did that affect the relationship with Bill? You seem to have learned a lot from Bill this year. Do you feel like it would have been different, that relationship, if COVID had not been a factor this year?
No, I wouldn't say that. You know, Coach Bill has been great, you know, and, you know, I've talked to him early of not to know what to expect. You know, and, you know, here we are, you know, for him to be such a student, a teacher, you know, in essence, the students, you know, that's what I respect most. You know, he's such a historian of the game of football, and from a person that loves just the behind the scenes stories of, you know, what it was like coaching this player, that player. And, you know, back in 98 or back in 01, we played XYZ, and, you know, I'm just telling you, I played this defensive coordinator, we played this offensive coordinator, he ran this, so just be alert. You know, those are all, you know, things that, you know, he's telling stories, and I'm just like, man, doggone. Like, it's the almanac brain that he has, you know, to be able to recite just offhand that, man, I remember, man, they hit a deep post on the 30-yard line in the second quarter back in, you know, 04, and, you know, this player made that play, and it's just like, man, he has film to back it up. But I think the COVID relationships didn't affect the coaches because I was in the facility for so long, and, you know, that's how I was able to mend a relationship with the coaches. Mm-hmm. Now, the players, on the other hand, you know, that was something that was different. And I was forced to be there, you know, a lot of times because I was trying to learn, you know, as much as I could. So, you know, I would say that would be the thing. But as far as coaching, no, because I rendered myself, and they also rendered themselves to me, you know, for any questions that I did have. It was just outside of the game, and only, you know, players or, you know, Wiggy, you know.
Right.
You know, the best things about football isn't the games. It's the locker room environment. It's what the plane's like on winds coming from the West Coast or, you know, coming back home and, you know, you guys just playing cards, you know, in the locker room or on the plane. And we can't even do that because of the COVID rules. So, you know, it's crazy.
Well, you sound like you still love football, Cam. So I just want to get your reaction. There was a story yesterday on SI that suggested that you may retire next year. Have you thought about retirement at all?
Man, listen, I'm not there. One of my goals this year, for what it's worth, was just to, you know, finish the year healthy. And, you know, this year, man, God has granted me and gave me the opportunity to play a healthy season, for what it's worth. And yeah, I have, still have a lot of football left, and I still want to play football, and I have the urge to be better. After putting them this film, come on now. Like, I can't go out like this. I definitely can't go out like this.
When you talked about being able to break bread with players, I don't think a lot of fans really understand the chemistry that's built in the off season, that's built, you know, like you said, the relationships you have with guys, whether it's hanging out with them on a Thursday or Friday night, those plane rides back, working out in the weight room, getting that extra work in, you know, whether it's before or after practice. I don't think fans, we really understand it because, you know, a lot of people haven't been there. But that's a huge part of building a team. And I remember as a player, that was one of the things. Teams were built in the offseason as far as that chemistry. And it sounds like, you know, that's been extremely difficult. Can you give us a little insight on, like, how difficult as far as the protocols? Because I think that's the one thing we don't really know, that you guys don't meet as much, you know, together as you used to in the past.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to find out about the protocols. I mean, it's online, and, you know, the protocols change each and every day. I think we're like one of probably five or six teams that actually meet in person still, and that's out of 32 teams. So a lot of guys are still WebExing, and even when we are still in, you know, the facilities, guys can't even be in the locker room at the same time for more than 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, so it's such a weird deal. And there's nothing to blame about, you know, nothing that happened this year, you know, but I'm just trying to. And even with me, you know, I just feel like still there's so much about you guys knowing me that you do not know. And it's just all off of time. You know, I'm still, you know, in essence, introducing myself, you know, to guys that's like, oh, no, nah, man, I'm this, I'm that. I don't like that. I don't do this. I don't know where you would get that from. But, you know, it's just the stereotypes that people may have of you. And I know who I am. And I said it before and I said it again. You know, I'm a very social person. And, you know, with that, you know, it's hard to be social when you have to be social distancing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so much of a team is built with the, you know, the emotional talks, man, I'm going through it at home with my parents, man. Hey, man, I'm having issues, you know what I'm saying, with this, that, and the third. And you're able to connect with people. And doesn't matter what your profession is, doesn't matter what you're doing in life, it just brings you closer to a human being. So when you are faced with close games, you know how to communicate, you know how to, you know, get a person going, you know how to motivate a person, you know how to not turn the person off, you know, in a time of crisis, so to speak. And when you look at the great teams, they all had that. You know, obviously, I can't talk to David Andrews like I talk to Damian Harris. I can't talk to N'Keal Harry like I talk to, you know, Jarrett Stidham. You know what I'm saying? Two and three, four different people who I just named that come from totally complete different backgrounds. You know, talking to Stephon Gilmore is different than talking to, you know, Lawrence Guy. You know, talking to Bill Belichick is different than talking to, you know, Josh McDaniels. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's a process that you have to go about with learning each other. And, you know, me being a new guy for a long time, you know, it affected that. But, you know, you still try to be, and I am still being optimistic about, you know, this whole thing and trying to make the most of what the hand that you was dealt.
Oh, let's try to learn something about Cam with this quarterback question of the week, because I need some help with something. The quarterback question of the week, sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, offices in Denham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire. Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, northeastmenshealth.com. So Kyrie Irving was back in town on Friday against the Celtics. He walked around the building with this burning sage that he claims is some sort of way to get rid of, you know, bad juju. Wiggy has told
bad
me
energy.
You know, so Wiggy does this at home. His wife does it. And Wiggy suggested that Cam Newton is a sage guy. Does sage work? And are you bringing it to Foxborough, to Gillette Stadium?
Well, I have not, for the record, I have not saged no parts of the facility.
That's good. Good. Good to know.
maybe I should have, you know, looking back. You know. That was a joke. But at the same time, you know, it's a way to really connect into yourself. It's a, you know, for what it's worth, it's a form of meditation, you know. So you sage, some people like incense, some people, you know, any type of form of smoke is a way to kind of cleanse the air. And that's the theory behind it. And, you know, obviously his stint in Boston probably wasn't ideal. And, you know, he just wanted to kind of clear the air. So would I have done it? Nah, I'm not here to say yay or nay, but, you know, I could kind of understand what made him do it.
And then one other one. They had a great shot of you on the sideline clipping your nails yesterday. Is that to get a better grip on the ball? Was there a bad nail you had against the Dolphins in that game?
And I split my nail. I split my thumbnail, and I don't know why my fingers are so sensitive to cuts. But you know, I was bleeding, and I just finished cutting the rest of my nails. That's not something that, you know, it was kind of rare for me to do. I always cut my nails. I don't know, my nails grow like tigers or lions or whatever. But yeah. It is a good thing to kind of grip the ball. The last thing you want is, you know, blood on the ball. Oof. Because then now you, obviously with COVID,
yeah,
that's not ideal to do. So I was trying to hide it as much as possible. But yeah, I split my nail yesterday, and I was just cutting it off. And I said, you know, I might as well just cut the rest of them.
Smart. Yeah, that's took some good time. It's effective time use there.
They don't really realize. They don't know about the sage, Cam. I'm going to try to teach them about the castor oil on the forehead when you go out. So, I mean, that's kind of coming up next. So they don't really understand that. There are a lot of people that are spiritual. They don't like the bad juju, man. They feel like it's a lot of bad juju.
No, you can't. It's a lot, you know, and you have to beat it to the punch. And not only sage in the area, but sage in yourself, man. So. Right. You know, I got people in my life, man, who are big into, hey, charge your crystals. Hey, it's going to be a full moon tonight, man. Set your intentions. You know, some people are all about, you know, manifestations and having manifestations parties, you know, via social distancing, you know. So, you know, those are other things that, you know, you hear party. You know, I don't want people to kind of get all, you know, all up to thinking in theories and say, well, he's been doing this. No, it's just trying to have the great vibe, the great steez, the great juju, the great, you know, whatever, you know, for yourself.
Well, we hope that you and your family, Cam, have a great Christmas. It is Christmas week. You guys play Monday night against the Bills. Certainly appreciate you taking all this time this morning, and good luck against Buffalo on Monday night.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys, and Merry Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.